Hello, we are No More Sexist Shit. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And this is episode 18, where we're talking all about A League of Their Own, the 2022 series.
Was not sure what unit was there.
Yeah, I think I've lost the last 3 years of my life. I have no idea where they've gone. Sorry, everyone, for the bit of the lack of content. Shit happens, as Louise said to me. But we're back for just now, and we'll get content out as much as we can. So, spoiler warning. If you haven't seen the whole series, and I mean the whole first series, don't listen any further. Go watch it and then come back because we will be spoiling, including season six onwards. So, you should go away and watch it first.
Okay, somebody. It is made by Will Graham and Abby Jacobson, and it is about the Rockford Peaches, a women's baseball team. When the men are away at war, women play baseball. It's about Carson Shaw leaves a life in Idaho to join the Peaches while husband's at war, and then it follows Maxine Chapman, who's an African American woman who's also obsessed with baseball but isn't able to join the team at the start and struggles with not only being a woman but also being a person of colour in a time that wasn't very good.
No, just in general. So, without further ado, let's dive into the characters. So, the first character and main protagonist in this series is Carson Shaw, played by Abby Jacobson, one of the writers. Carson Shaw is a very socially awkward person, coming from a small town and is married to a man, Charlie, who is currently fighting in the war. She doesn't tend to stand up for herself, and then eventually Bev, the chaperone for the Peaches, kind of helps her too and kind of gives her a coaching, which I think is a really cute moment. And she's like, "Oh, show me your toughness." And then she has to growl, and it's the most pathetic thing ever. Carson is just a bit pathetic, let's be honest. Like, I love her to bits, but she's very pathetic. But she comes into her own eventually, especially after she opens up to Greta, one of her fellow teammates. Louise, would you like to talk about this?
Sure. Cass and Greta have a bit of chemistry at the start, but Greta's very glamorous compared to Cass in the completely different worlds. And
You
Greta's
could
like, I'm gonna
say she's out of her league.
ha. But so they're different, very different worlds, but baseball brings them together because why not? Because totally that's completely softball stereotypes, but baseball. And Greta deals with Carson, who's dealing with her feelings for Greta, but also Charlie. But then also they have to lead the team. Plus also social norms. Also, she hasn't told her husband that she's playing baseball.
Yeah, it's all very strange. One of the things that I'd quite like to talk about and delve into is when Greta takes Carson away alone. I think this is in the first episode, and Greta kind of kisses Carson, and we have this whole situation where Greta's essentially kind of outed Carson to herself, if that makes sense, and that makes Carson question her whole existence. I want to know your thoughts, because when I first watched it, I was like, this seems a bit problematic.
Yeah, Greta's really she's not a, she's really guarded, and she's not like the most supportive. But I feel like it's because once we get into our character, a bit of the walls she's had to build up in her past
Yeah.
experiences. And you see a lot of conflict between them, like when they go on dates, and then when Charlie comes back, and when they fight about life and fight about like who they are. But
Yeah.
it's really good, and I like her, and I like the start of it where she runs to the train and she's like her dress is like and she
Yeah,
Greta's like
she's
she's
like basically half naked, like she's showing her bra and everything.
And she and you like you this is the first part you're like wait they don't care about like this is how dedicated they are to baseball, and I like the start because she's like oh I don't know if we'll get in and we know she's gonna get in because it's a TV show,
Yeah, yeah. And even
it's
just when she
nice.
first meets Joe and Greta, You know, she is
Yeah.
very much the outsider, but they do have this common ground of the baseball.
I like the fact that it's interesting because Greta's the one who like makes Carson discover herself, but it's Carson who brings Greta into the bar and like brings her into that community, the
Yeah,
sense of
definitely.
belonging. I actually think that it's a wee like fun fact that the people who own the bar, one of them was in the original movie.
Oh
I
wow.
believe
That's
I'm
cool.
not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure, which is like a nice wee cameo that's a bit off a track. Also talking about that bar, see when they're like, "Oh yeah, friend of Dorothy," I was like, "This is so hilarious."
Yeah, and Carson's like the movie,
I know, it's the fact that they have all like, the fans. Like we should talk about what about like, this, the bar. The bar is such a gold mine of a scene.
Yeah, absolutely. I particularly like when Carson first follows Lupe to the bar in the first place. Very
Yeah.
suspicious. And she doesn't clock on that it's a gay bar. She believes that Lupe is just there to be to transfer teams or to like sell some of their tactics to the other team. And I think that is just hilarious. And then eventually it's Jess is like, Carson, like, look around.
Like they obviously know, but she has like no idea. She's completely above it. She's just like, I can't believe this. No team, but baseball is so important. And you're like,
It's so interesting though, because it makes sense when, I mean, Carson probably had never thought about kissing a woman until, you know, till she got on the peaches with Greta. And then all
yeah.
of a sudden, she's interested in women. And then she discovers this whole new world where there are just queer people and there's a lot of them and all in one space as well. Her whole world is turned upside down, I think, at that point.
Especially because it's not she's gone into a new world, but she's finding a new world in the world she is in because she has
Yes.
done baseball, but she hasn't realized what baseball is for so many people
Yeah.
and what of a community, what type of community. Like she realizes in one community, but as a community inside the community.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's very true to life even now. Like there are some, you know, groups of people that you will just find queer people. As a musician, there are a lot of queer people in this profession, and
Theater.
exactly. Just any of the kind of arts and things like that, you know, it's very
Yeah.
common. And it
All
does,
sports.
yeah. It, I mean, everywhere, like just everywhere.
Everywhere.
But it is that, you know, you do find those people, and
Yeah.
it does then, as you say, become a community within a community.
It can be the people tend to like attract each other into a group before they even realizing why, which is like, a nice
Yeah,
vibe.
exactly. And it's so interesting as well, just kind of looking at the Peaches team and just looking at them, and maybe not quite half, but just under half of them are queer.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, yeah, checks out.
Figures.
Yeah.
Especially even because they were scouted as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great fun. So, going back to Carson, she becomes coach kind of by
Yeah.
default when Dove, the kind of idiot coach that didn't care about them at all,
Yeah.
leaves for a better offer as he sees
Yeah.
it and becomes co-coach, I guess, with Lupe. And eventually that doesn't quite work out because they kind of butt heads quite a lot in the earlier
Yeah.
episodes. And Shaw is put in charge of a lot of the decisions, one of which happens when Bev explains that in order to keep the team going, some of the players are going to be poached or transferred to other teams eventually.
Yeah, it was sad,
Yeah,
but
it was, I know. And then, of course, the outcome, which we'll get to eventually, of who goes is particularly challenging. And then eventually, the Peaches haven't been doing very well. But then suddenly they kind of get the groove, essentially. They're putting in more practice. They've got a coach that actually cares about what they're doing, and they have to win all their games in order to go to the championships. They do, and then they make it to the championships, and then they have their final match in the it is in the championships, isn't it, that last match?
Yeah,
And they do not win.
No, that was surprising for a TV show.
It reminded me of Cars, the first Cars
Yeah,
movie.
yeah.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah. The one thing I wasn't sure about was Carson when they decided to keep people out of the loop for the midnight training. So I felt so
Yes.
bad.
Yeah, I know. It felt. I don't quite understand why Lupe was kept out of that, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an odd
Anyway.
choice, but then of course her loyalty was at that point to Dove, but it all sorted
Yeah.
itself out eventually. We must talk about Charlie and Charlie coming to see Carson.
Oh yeah, bit of a shock. I feel kind of bad for him because
Yeah.
he's like, I've just come home from a war. I've missed my wife. I love her. And then she's like, hi.
And doesn't he have, I forget what they called it in the show, but it's I think it's something like PTSD.
Yeah.
What we now diagnose as PTSD. And this poor guy comes back and has, I mean, it's clear that they've been having relationship troubles, marriage troubles
Yeah.
before he left for the war. But it's then that they start to be more honest with each other, as they had put it. But of course, Carson isn't totally honest with Charlie because there is that whole relationship with Greta that she hasn't told him about.
Yes, especially from the start, we see that the relationship is a bit rocky, because even like when she's at tryout, she's like, "I'm gonna like write a letter to my husband," and she doesn't. But he's nice. He seemed actually kind of supportive of her baseball, which surprised
Definitely.
me, especially because of her reluctance to tell him about it. But I asked questions about what does the baseball telling him about the baseball mean about everything else that she would have to tell him about.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to just completely change, make the two lives separate.
I think one of the nice parts that is mentioned between these two is that they are best friends. You know, they were best
Yeah.
friends, so they're not necessarily in love with each other, but they are, you know, they are very close people and they do love each other,
Yeah.
but just not in a romantic kind of way. And I think that's really important, and it does demonstrate then why Charlie is so supportive of Carson, because he does, you know, he does love her, maybe just not in a romantic way, or maybe he does. I'm not sure if
Yeah.
it's kind of unrequited or whatever, but yeah, it's an interesting one. And then, of course, at the very end,
Yeah. That was like a cliffhanger. That's why I was so they need to have a second season.
So let's move on to Greta. We've already talked a little bit about her. Do you want to dive into Greta?
Yes. Very self-assured. Best pals with Joe. She has so much fashion sense. Like, it's on point. But I'm like, style. She moved around a lot. She helped Shaw figure out her sexuality, but she's also really insecure, but she just projects confidence. And she's projecting her confidence onto Shaw, who ends up projecting the confidence back. She's cautious because of a previous relationship, and that's the reason she's so hesitant to be in the community. But I think it's interesting is that Shaw is so determined to meet the community once she finds out she's part of it and wants to like start her journey. But Greta has been in it and she's been like shunned by it. And she has Joe. And that's very crucial to the whole they've got their lonely thing and she's more established, so she knows about it. Well by it while Shaw is new to it, but she's also new to the, she doesn't realise the danger, like she's not loved and having to feel that way for long.
And Greta's backstory with Dana, I think it is.
Dana, yeah.
They were very young girls and they were caught, you know, making out or whatever by one of the parents. And they had put Dana away. The parents had put Dana away in prison or wherever, or maybe to a
A
conversion
psychiatric.
camp, or psychiatric camp. And so Greta is just, it's interesting because when she explains it, she's not scared for herself. She's
Yeah.
scared for the people she cares about to get hurt. And I think that's really interesting that she's not so much scared for herself, it is for the other people. So yeah, I thought that was quite an interesting take on it.
Especially because when they're nearly caught at the bar, and of course Joe is caught, she's more worried about Joe than herself. But she's more worried about the jaw repercussions.
Yes, so a very interesting take. And after the separation from Joe, she then blames herself and Shaw for having taken them there in the first place to the bar.
It was really sad because it does cause a lot of tension, and the fact of them like being open with other people and being closed off is quite a tension because Shaw is so she's like, let's do this, and let's, she's like, no, which makes them fight quite a lot, but it also helps the dynamic. I think it's quite interesting that Greta sometimes gets the team's spirits up and is a way to reassure Carson and support her and can act as a support.
Definitely. But then when kind of Greta's fallback person, wing woman, as Jo calls herself, when she's taken away, she absolutely shuts down. So far that she breaks up with Shaw essentially, and says that they weren't real, and that line. Oh my goodness. Because Greta was the one that told Shaw in the first place that it was real, that this is all real. And then she says it wasn't real. And I was like, oh my gosh, what a way to break heart. And then she runs away, of course, to the train station, because that's what she does. And Joe calls her out on it. And Joe kind of says, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not Greta. So Greta decides that she's gonna do that. But then of course Shaw goes to find Greta and manages to bring her back to play for the team.
What I think about Greta is that the way she looks also affects her relationship and Ella's relationship with her as a character. Like, all the baseball girls are like modeled after her because she is glamorous while doing like a man's air quote sport. And Carson is also somewhere in the form of like a Atomic Family. Like, she has some of that. And Greta has the glamour and Carson has that, but then other characters in the show don't, and they like get threatened to be chucked off if they don't present femininity. And it is interesting that Greta is such shows such femininity, and she's almost overly feminine at all time, which perhaps suggests like her insecurity with who she is, because she has to feel overtly feminine and overtly for a man to gaze at all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And then at the end, do you want to explain what happens at the end with Carson and Greta?
Okay, they get back together. It's very romantic. It's all that,
Yeah.
like, oh, I didn't go, blah, blah, blah. Imagine. But violence, rain, there was none of that. But you know what? I'm painting the picture. But, and then they kiss. Romantic moment. Slay. Amazing. Charlie walks in and sees them. Cut to credits. Done, done, done. What? Done. So that's why we need season two.
And good, just to put your mind at ease, yes, there is a season two coming. We have heard this. It's not going to be as long as a whole season, and there could have been more seasons, according to Abby Jacobson, but Prime Video or whoever the execs are have limited it to just a shorter season. But we will be getting a season two, so hopefully we'll get some more answers and some more baseball.
But we're used to it by now because it's, as we speak, I think three or four have been cancelled recently. Taken off, it's a problem. Shall we move on to Joe?
Yes. So, Joe DeLuca.
Great best friend, supportive queen. She's like a side character, but she's like an important side character. We don't see that much about her, but we root for her.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a good hitter. She's very good at baseball. She struggles with the whole like glamorizing herself, which is fair. I feel like all the thing the peaches are trying to make people that they're not, like, but she's supportive. She's just wanting Greta to be happy, which I think is the nicest thing.
Yeah, definitely. And she out of all of them, or most of them, I would say she's the most comfortable in her own. Like, she doesn't kind of hide herself. And she doesn't really change herself for anyone, which is quite interesting. And she kind of gets away with it as well.
Yeah, she's different, but she's happy in her difference, and everybody's like, yeah.
And
Shireen.
it's Maybelle who shares a room with Joe, And Maybelle's so funny. I mean, we don't have a character slide on her because there's just not enough time. But she was just great fun, and she has an interesting conversation with Shirley, and talks about, you know, like, I don't care if Joe's a queer, that you just have to accept people for how they are. And I was like, yes, we love this. We love this. And that, I mean, it just, yeah, value the person over, you know, what their sexuality or race or whatever their differences are.
I loved the fact that she was like, yeah, I've got two kids. Why do you think I've been that the entire time? But
Yeah.
that was hilarious.
She's a great cat. Like, she comes out with the best kind of one-liners, I think, in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Jo. Jo reminds me of Susie from Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
In the way that she's like comfortable with herself and she just wants to protect. Like, if Jo as Susie, Greta as Miss Maisel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Midge.
But Midge, I couldn't remember the
Yeah.
name. But she doesn't want to go off the bar. She's like Greta and she understands the dangers. But of course Greta persuades her because Carson persuaded her. So
Yeah.
it's like a double, like Greta's like, okay, I'm gonna put myself on the line for you, Carson, but also I'm gonna put my friend, which is a
Yeah.
shame. When she's arrested, it's tragic.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what's going to happen to her. Because I was like, is she going to get like jail? I don't know. Stuff like that, but she's fine. But
Yeah.
obviously, blue socks.
Yeah. So in order for Joe to be released and not taken to prison, she has to be traded to the Blue Sox, to avoid her name going in the newspaper so that people could avoid her. And that would then cause, you know, further harassment for Jo herself. So in order to avoid all that, she had to be traded to a different team and everything would kind of be dropped. But I mean, it's just, I mean, the harsh reality of those times, it's just
Oh
shocking, really,
gosh.
and how their names would be released to the public, you know. And I mean, hate crimes are happening today. Can you imagine, you know,
Gosh.
what would have been like back then as well?
Also, it's like a really weird deal. Like, what did they do to the police? It was like, we can transfer to a different baseball team or go to prison. And the police are like, yeah, sure.
But I think Bev says that she pays them off a lot as
Oh,
well, so
okay,
that's
that's why. I
probably,
was like,
yeah, she it seems like she paid a lot of money as well. And Bev is definitely,
I love Bev.
she's definitely an ally or a fellow queer. Like, there's
Doesn't she
no other
say,
option.
we look after our own here?
Yes. She's the best. Bev, like, oh, Bev is just the best.
Know. Anyway.
Let's move on to Maxine. Or
Her
Max.
story runs as Pat Max or Max. The story runs parallel to Greta's, not Greta, well,
Carson's.
kind of Carson's, but kind of.
To them
But
all.
she could have literally been Carson, but
Yeah.
because people are racist and prejudiced, she has to find a different way to do it.
Yeah.
And she's determined. It's great. She gets a job at a factory just so she can join the baseball team.
Yeah.
And she is quite a tomboy. She's baseball. And she's more comfortable with herself, I feel.
Yeah, although
But
I think, like Shaw, she also has this kind of crisis of who she is. And I mean, we see in the first few episodes that she's having an affair with the pastor's wife. And so immediately
yeah.
we're like, oh, right, okay, so Max is some, you know, queer or something. And then, I mean, she has conversations. I think one of the nice things is she has conversations with Shaw as well, and they talk about these things and have this kind of allyship and not really knowing what their sexuality is or maybe even their gender, you know, and exploring these things together, which I think is quite
Yeah.
nice to see. But it also shows, as you say, how much the prejudice, I mean, Maxine could have easily been Shaw, but because of the color of her skin and the times, it just didn't happen for her.
Yeah, what I think is interesting is while Greta is like more comfortable with herself and she like presents as overtly feminine and has this like overtly feminine way, Max, his mum, is pushing the overtly feminine
Yeah.
onto them, which is interesting because they both have these pressures. And of course, she not only deals with racism, she deals with sexism.
Yeah.
But we also see how she could get a job for, that was made for a man because of the war.
Yeah.
And she, while she's not going to play baseball because all the men are away, she's still getting that opportunity because the men are away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we hear it all the time about these, how this, kind of was a turning point for a lot of women when the men all went away
Yeah.
to fight war. So really interesting. And at some point, Maxine and Carson are in a discussion about the peaches, and then of course, Max is obviously rightly jealous of Carson's privilege and ability to play on the baseball team, and kind of brings up the part where, did you fight for me to get a shot on the peaches when, I tried out? And of course Carson
Yeah.
didn't, and so they have a falling out of this because of the discrimination, because of the racism, and kind of
Yeah.
Carson kind of just enabled that and didn't really put a stop to that. So that was
Yeah.
quite interesting, and I think it was quite a wake-up call for Carson as well, because she's obviously never considered that.
Yeah, Carson is learning a lot about prejudice, and she has lived a comfortable life where she's not really
Yeah.
dealt with that before. And she's kind of been sheltered from life because of who she is and who she was and who she was married. So it's quite
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, and it plays on the whole white privilege as well,
Yeah.
a lot in the series. The one thing I'm not sure about Max. She poor Gary,
Know.
poor Gary. She leads him on a million times in this series, and all he just likes her. He just fancies her. He thinks she's really pretty. He likes her, and she leads him on, and she's clearly just not interested.
What I find interesting about this show and the like romantic interest men are is they're not mean, they're not like vindictive. It's not like the women are trying to like escape from the men.
Yeah.
It's they are there and they are a good option and they are nice, but
Yeah.
they want more.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I had never thought about that. Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Yeah, because it's clearly, it's just not right. Like, there's nothing wrong with the man. It's just that's not who they're attracted to.
Yeah. Visit Bertie, who is
Yes.
Max's uncle and is trans, and it was like slay. And you're like, oh wait, the family. And while Max doesn't do the whole peaches journey and finds the bar for the rest of the peaches, they find their own sense of community
Definitely.
and their own community that a subsection have had to make because even in these spaces that are supposed to be inclusive, there is still the divide.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really interesting storyline, and we see how Max even finds it hard to accept Bert when she first
Yeah.
meets him, and it's all a bit overwhelming for her. And eventually, she goes back, and she overhears her mum Tony and her dad, talking about Bertie, and talking about, how they were just a freak or different.
Yeah.
And Max eventually goes back to Bertie and kind of listens to what he has to say and listen about his life. And although she makes a couple more mistakes with him along the way, she does from meeting Bert and Bert's girlfriend, wife, I'm not sure what
I feel
relationship
like
to
it was
have to.
wife, but obviously, but not wife, but pretty
Yeah,
much wife.
unofficially. But yeah, but through that and meeting the community, like Shaw and Greta did in the bar, it did allow Max to then kind of come into her own and find out, what, yeah, she made of it all. And of course, she gets to go to the party, and she meets someone that goes by the letter S, which I think is good fun, and has a good time with Esther, as we later find out. And she explores kind of her gender expression as well, I would say,
Yeah.
with the whole suit. So Bertie makes a suit for Max, and she kind of gets to discover some sort of middle ground between her mum and her uncle, because they're both
Yeah.
trying to make her a certain way. But then eventually she has a conversation with Bertie and says, "No, this is how I express myself. This is how I want to be viewed."
Yeah. On her professional baseball career, it's a shame because she does eventually get a chance, and then it's taken away from her because A mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. It's a shame. But then she gets to eventually go away and play baseball with Esther,
Yeah, so
which I thought was funny.
this was an amazing moment. So Clance and Max meet Esther at the factory, and there's a bit of kind of like jealousy there on Max's behalf, and they're watching the game, and Esther pretends to tweak her arm in the middle of the game so that Max can have a go pitching. And it was just the best moment because, of course, she wins the match for them, for the team. And it's just the best moment. And then eventually, yeah, she gets asked to join that team. And then the screw team as well then ask Max to join their team, reluctantly. But then she
I
gets
know.
to go, no thanks, I've already got a team, and gets to go and tour with that baseball team and Esther.
She visits her mum and dad with Clance, and her mum tries to protect her by giving her business because she wants her to give the business because she knows that she's not going to marry and she wants her to have like some financial security. So you can see her motive, but it's still, she's not that accepting. But you can see she's trying.
She is trying, and she just can't understand it, I think. And it's really heartbreaking. But then eventually Bertie goes and has a conversation with Tony and is like, look, if you don't get behind this and get behind Max, you're gonna lose her, and she'll never speak to you again. So you need to kind of pick up your game a little bit.
Okay, shall we talk about Clance?
Yes, I think Clance may be my favorite character in this
Really,
show.
really into superheroes. Good friend, and oh, it's such a shame when a husband's drafted for war, but then they can be connected by the comic book, and that's so sweet. She's clearly very talented.
She writes her own comic just for him, and I was like, wow. And then I think Max was trying to get Clance to submit it into the local newspaper. And so I hope we get to see a bit of Clance getting to do a bit more of that. Because I mean, it's fascinating, and she's hilarious. She's such a kind-hearted person, and she's so supportive of Max. And it's funny because she prioritizes Max over Guy, her husband, which I think was really fun.
That's a bit like that's friendship.
Yeah, that's friendship right there.
She absolutely loves her husband. She's close to them, but she's also like, my friends are important, which is so cute.
Definitely. It was very much a kind of Meredith, Christina, Derek situation.
Yes. No,
Which I appreciate.
she's scared of Max's parents, which is quite funny because like they seem imposing, and even though they're adults, they still have like the whole parents are scary thing, which is really nice. But she's such an ally, she's such so nice to everybody,
Yeah,
and
and we
she's such
don't
a sleigh.
yeah, we yes. We don't hear much about her backstory, but we do find out that she's kind of had to make her own way in the world, and this is I mean, she's kind of having to provide as well, and she joins the factory and has to look after the house while Guy's away, which is a big deal, and being accepted into the community as well. They have that kind of housewarming party, which is a big deal in the community. And so, I mean, this program, it just plays on those communities, you know, the different communities that there are and communities within those communities. Really interesting.
And I like how it's she is happily married, she has a house, she's like have a more conventional life at the start, and Max doesn't, obviously, but they both come together, and their friendship is so strong. Like they can like transcend their wee like natural social groups that can be formed, which is really nice. And I don't think she likes baseball, but I think she goes and watches it.
Definitely.
She's
She's
like,
just there for Max.
I'm here for the drama.
Definitely.
Anyway.
So moving on to one of our final characters. Yeah, three more. Dove. Oh, this man.
I know.
Played by the
He
wonderful Nick Offerman,
looks silly in his pink uniform. We had to wear a pink uniform, so at least does that.
Yeah, true. He was just a bad coach. He didn't think that women's baseball was a real thing. He humiliates Lupe on the pitch, which was an awful moment. And then
Yeah.
leaves them. He just abandons them for what he thinks is a better offer.
Good riddance.
Yeah, exactly. And it opened up a much better opportunity for Shaw. And did you see at one point there's a baseball match and some child is holding up this sign, which is like, it says something like best coach Shaw or something like that. And I was like,
Oh,
oh, that is so cute. So
do you know
yeah.
it's absolutely hilarious, and it's like a running joke that they say that Joe and Dove are involved, and that's why Joe left, and
Yeah.
tell that, and it's tell it to Shirley, and it's hilarious because she believes
We'll get on to Shirley very soon, don't worry.
it. Funny
Yes.
because Joe and Dove don't really talk, and
Yep.
they've just like drama, but yeah, anyway.
Yep. So moving on to Lupe Garcia. Yeah, she's not really a team player.
No,
She joins a team sport.
she has to deal with not being a team player because she's had to look out for herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is understandable,
Yeah.
but she also has to act as a translator the entire time, which is
Yeah.
like taking away some of her like freedom because she's responsible for this girl because she's under 18, so she feels like she has to take on a role and she's been burdened with that role, and
Yeah.
she'd also be given the role of coach. Well, everybody likes doesn't like her, so
Yeah.
she kind of feels bad.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation for her, and I think getting dumped with kind of all of that authority, and just trying to play the game and just do what she likes. And of course she is discriminated against as well, again because of her race and ethnicity. And she's the one that gets blamed for the fight. She gets
Yes.
blamed. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, she does start the fight. She does push Carson first and then Carson retaliates. But even so, Carson is let off very easy and gets to remain as coach, whereas
Yeah.
Garcia was immediately like benched or whatever, and
Yeah.
stripped of her role as coach as well. And it's and you know, they call it Fiery Garcia or something like that in the papers or
Yeah.
something like that, you know. So not good.
And then, of course, she if she turns up at the bar, it's great. She's like, oh yeah, and her friend, I can't remember her name, but
Jess.
Jess is like, oh look who it is, he's like, oh it's one of us, like, so she's like, yeah sure. And then she just finds it hilarious that how it costs his naivety,
Yeah.
and she's like, she's sneaking about it, but it's for the wrong reasons, but it's great. But she's such a caring character.
Yeah, and we really see that when Este, her little under 18-year-old friend, that sounds really sinister. That's not meant to sound sinister. When Esty runs away, because of
Yeah.
how homesick she feels and how, you know, she's really struggling in the United States. And
Yeah.
they have a heart to heart when Jess pretends that she doesn't have the right tools to fix the car.
Yeah.
Lupe Garcia reveals that she had a daughter, and had to give her
Yeah.
up, and that's who Esty reminds her of. And it's just
Oh.
this really wholesome, sweet moment, which I had completely forgotten about until I'd rewatched
Yeah.
it.
And I feel like she is trying to protect Este from like, the world and all the like stuff that she's faced, and she like I think it was quite interesting because Etsy's like oh yeah, they just learned English, like they just learned Spanish, like they could
Yeah.
have made an effort, but also she just mistranslates sometimes
Yep.
for comedy
Yeah.
purposes.
It's a real shame, but it's nice that Jess, the Canadian, is actually
Yes.
basically the only one that kind of she learns Spanish. She learns bits of
I
Spanish,
know.
the odd phrase,
We
which I
love
think is really
Jess.
sweet. Jess is just great. Jess is, yeah, she's great. She's
Talking.
underrated.
I love how Lupe wears trousers and she just pays the fine.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, sure. And then at the end, of course, she gets it back because silly
Yeah.
ally.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, shall we talk about Shirley?
Yes, go for it.
Comedic character. Everything she said is comedy. Because she's like very scared of everything, like even tins of food, and it's funny. And she has like a sp she keeps spiraling,
Yeah.
but I like how she her, like her character growth is she's just like never experienced the world, and then she's been
Yeah.
thrown into this a lot of experience the world,
Yeah.
but she thinks she suspects about Joe and is nervous to go to the police. Of course, but then she like confides in Greta, which doesn't really backfire, so this whole like tricking her thing happens,
Yeah,
which I
Carson,
thought
you
was
mean.
quite funny. Yeah, Carson was like, oh, blah, blah. But she can't trust her, but Carson admits that she was right. Then
Because she
because she
finds
finds,
out that Carson is queer.
and she has a spiral, so she just starts eating like tons of food raw, and she's like, I'm fine, I'm invincible. And then of course she is weary, but she literally kisses Shaw, and she's like, oh, it's not contagious, that's fine. And I love how her fear of stuff was that she would get ill from it, or like she would get ill from eating food, or she would get ill, or she would ha her life would change. And she's not scared of people, she's scared of it affecting her.
Yeah.
So she like has character growth, which I quite like.
Definitely. And she does cut like that in a way when she finds out that being gay isn't contagious, she does kind of then come to accept
I know.
queer people. And I was like, wow. I mean, go you.
I feel like she's just been told stuff that's just truly really false.
Yeah,
And she
exactly.
just needs to discover how life actually works.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's also quite caring. She's always like, don't eat that, that'll like she's trying to push her peers onto other people, but
Yeah.
in a like caring way.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, she does care for Carson because she's always, I mean, Carson plays that whole thing where she's trying to get into a room with Greta. And, you know, she's talking about the perfume and how that might affect her and all that kind of thing. And Charlie's like, oh my gosh, don't worry, we'll sort this out, we'll sort this out, and all that
I
kind of
know, it's
stuff.
cute.
So it does go to show that she does care about the people that she's surrounded by. Yeah, it's as you say, it's just lack of knowledge, really.
Know.
And let's talk about the reviews.
Well, it got 94% on Rotten Tomatoes or Tomatoes. I say tomatoes. Anyway, that's like really good. That should be renewed. Like,
Yeah,
that's like
definitely.
almost perfect for a TV show, especially Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, definitely.
We've got a quote from The Guardian by Rebecca Nicholson that says, "It's a surprisingly heartwarming, even inspirational, feel-good drama, yet without slipping into trite platitudes or excessive sentimentality." I definitely think that's true. It deals with the issues, but doesn't make like a speech about it. Like, they don't sit down at the end of episode and go,
Yeah.
and this is what happened.
Yeah,
Like, they're
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
let's learn. Like, we know about all the stuff, but it's not like it's made a thing, but it's made a thing successfully as part of the story,
Exactly. It
which I definitely
all,
think is true.
yeah, it all ties in together and it all ties in with the baseball, basically.
Yes.
So let's go into our opinions. Not what I was expecting. I'm not really sure what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. Maybe I was expecting something more like the original film. I was expecting a bit more baseball, not gonna lie. There wasn't that much, and we didn't see much of the game. But I think having watched it a second time now, I think I don't mind because the stories that they were telling were so important and so interesting that I don't mind that we had a little bit less baseball.
I was surprised that there wasn't as much baseball, but not for the reason I thought that the relationship that was central to the plot would be a side plot, or
Yeah.
like a small in what we're normally used to on TV, and them dealing with like race, gender, sexuality would be like a wee side plot to the
Yeah,
main character, and I
definitely.
thought that we'd have that, but then they go, nope, we're gonna deal with this straight head on, which was really refreshing. And
Yeah,
really surprising to me.
definitely. I mean, these are the type of stories that now of all times we need to be telling and we need to be exploring. And I think that's, I mean, I applaud Abby Jacobson and Will Graham for, you know, exploring these and telling these stories. And it just, yeah, it's just, I've written three words, funny, sincere, and it's just joyous. Like it's just a good watch. I really forgot how good it was until I watched it again and I was like, wow, this is good for a reason.
Yeah, I binge watched it the first time I watched it in like 2 days. Like,
Wow.
it was very good, and I was just hooked because you want to know what happened.
Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't win at the end just makes you like more, oh, but they still got stuff to do, and it's
Yeah.
not a complete story, which I really liked.
Definitely. We just need season two now, basically. So
Oh
let us move on to our final section of the podcast, which is Person of the Day.
Our person of the day is Abby Jacobson, who plays Carson. And the reason that we chose this person is because she was very influential in the making of this show, and is influential and wants to promote diversity in the arts and wants to promote these type of stories. And it took them ages and ages to do this, but she was the one who kind of was the driving force, one of the driving forces to make this TV show into creation, which I imagine was pretty hard if you look at what shows are normally produced, because this is so unique. She studied art in college and nobody thought she would be a comedian. I feel like you can see the influences of art because it's a very aesthetically pleasing show.
Yeah,
Like,
definitely.
from the costumes to like the tone to everything, it's very aesthetic and it makes me ha like aesthetically happy, which I like. She has a podcast at the Museum of Modern Art, which is cute.
Yeah.
Podcast
Yeah.
and she wrote draw coloring book. Like she did the
Yeah,
art
she
for a coloring book.
Yeah,
Like,
basically.
but which is fun. I feel like
I
that would
should
be
do.
fun.
Yeah.
It does be quite difficult because you'd have to like do the art and then like undo all the like color, like if you know
Yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah, she
But
seems like a very artistic person.
yeah, it was good. But yeah, so she wrote and she also helped the whole process and she was the main character as well. And
Yeah.
then she just made sure she made sure that the cast was diverse and the best people for the jobs.
Yeah,
And she
exactly.
did a pretty good job, well-rounded.
Yes. Well done, Abby Jacobson. You are our person of the day. So, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this first episode back in a wee while. And next time, Louise, what will we be talking about?
Asteroid City, if I see it, but hopefully I shall. Yeah. Beth says it's good, she's in it. So
Yes. Can recommend. So, tune in for that. We hope you've all enjoyed this episode. And if you're struggling for content, go back and listen to some of our old episodes. We've talked about Doctor Who, The Wilds, other
Killing
stuff,
Eve,
Killing Eve. So go back and listen.
Marvel.
So thank you so much for listening, and we'll speak to you next time. Bye.
Bye.